Hello, Kenneth Vanderhorst here. Welcome to Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist. Each week, I chat with a guest about which songs they would have on their playlist if they were to spend a season in a remote cabin here in the Bulkley Valley. I hope you enjoy today's show on CICK, Smithers Community Radio 93.9. This station broadcasts from unceded Kasia territory of the Ginnamdun Clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Hello again, and welcome to Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist here at CICK Radio. I'm your host, Kenneth Vanderhorst, and this week my guest is Jason Taylor. Born and raised in Smithers, Jason is the drummer for the band The Infirmary. Though friends attest that he grew up playing Guitar Hero, Jason says his musical passion has always been the drums. As he puts it, "I've been playing drums since the age of 9 years old. Well, 7 years old technically, but I quit after one lesson." A graduate of Smithers Secondary in 2020, Jason is a member of that Generation Z that puts following passion at the top of his priority list, and so you will see him working at either the BV Brewery or Liquor Warehouse to support his work as a musician. Welcome, Jason.
Thank you so much for having me. I heard about the podcast not too long ago because Jackson Powers did it, and I was really interested. I did the same format-ish with Brennan McKinnon, so I was super interested to do it. So
all right, excellent.
Thank you for having me.
You're going to be ready to go, and usually I ask, what role does music play in your life? And that's kind of a redundant question, perhaps, for you, but tell us a little bit about your musical passions.
Yeah, it's been a long one. Like you say, I've been playing Guitar Hero since a child. That was, you know, you hit the nail on the head. The fascination of creating something that makes people move in a way that nothing else does, and something that brings people together without... it's an open environment for anybody to come into, and it's so accepting. And I think as a kid that felt a little offset from the rest of society, music was an easy place for me to feel welcome, I should say. Yeah, and the fascination just grew greater as I grew older. John Bjorgen was a great, great mentor for the first years of my music career, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
My brother had a recital, and I remember I could not look away from the drums. The drums just captured my attention, and it was like a light bulb went off in my head, and that just was what I wanted to do, no matter what. And I'd do anything to make that a career path for myself.
Well, it's great that music runs so deep in you, and it's something you share. And I often describe music as that great bringer together. It breaks down barriers. It helps people see what they have in common. So it's great to have you on, and we look forward to hearing your playlist. You've got a nice set of selections.
Thank you very much.
We're going to be sending you to a month of isolation, so you only get 7. It must have been a bit of a task to narrow it down. What's your first one?
So the first song I've chosen is called Sultans of Swing by Dire Straits.
Yeah, why that one?
It was the very first song I played live for John Bjorgen's recital. It was the kind of penultimate challenge at the time at that age, and it's not necessarily an easy song to take on.
Right.
It was a milestone, we'll call it that.
Get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition in other places, but the horns, they blowing that sound. Way on down south. Way on down south, London town. guitar George. He knows all the chords. Mine is strictly rhythm, he doesn't want to make it cry or sing. If any old guitar is all he can afford, when he gets up under the lights to play his bass. Saving it up Friday night with the Sultans, with the Sultans of Swing.
Straits from the UK, their song Sultans of Swing, it was their first single. They have sold between 100 million and 120 million records worldwide, including 51.4 million certified units, making them one of the best-selling music artists of all time. Jason, thank you for that first one.
Absolutely,
on
my
your
pleasure.
List. Yeah. Well, tell us about growing up here in the Valley, what that was like for you.
It was special. You know, I don't think a lot of the world gets to experience like that small mountain town community, and everything is so tightly knit together in a really fun way. Went to St. Joe's all of elementary school.
Elementary life, that's right, yeah.
And then the one high school in a 200-kilometer radius. Mm-hmm. It was a simple, peaceful lifestyle, I think, yeah. And my mom moved to White Rock down in Vancouver, and so I'll visit every once in a while, and I like it here.
It feels good to come back.
Very good to come back, yeah. By the end of a little two-week trip, I start to miss home and the peaceful driving and no traffic.
For a lot of people your age, they grew up here and they can't wait to get out. You've not spent extended time out of here, but you've been out enough that you say it's nice to come back.
It is, yeah. I'm a firm believer that Smithers will be my HQ for most, if not all, of my life. Yeah. It's home, and there's whether the people that I know here stay or leave, I still have a lot of memories and a wonderful place to be either way.
All right.
Yeah.
Great to hear. Let's get to the music. What's your second selection?
The second selection is Walk by Foo Fighters.
And why that one?
Well, first off, it's probably my favorite album that they've ever released. Wasting Light was a masterpiece in my eyes. Funny story, I remember we saw Thor, the very first movie, in 2011, actually, 2012 maybe.
Right.
And Walk was the closing song out of it. And that I find I have this weird connection with songs that they are planted in my head, and that song almost is like a storybook from that exact time period. I remember words that were said, the smells, the place I was in. And this song was just very influential around that age, especially in music. It made me want music more, in a way. And Foo Fighters did a fantastic job of influencing me a lot.
By the Foo Fighters out of Seattle, Washington. Jason, thank you for that second one. tell us a little bit about family life and the work that you do here to support yourself.
For
sure. Those in your circle.
Yeah. So brother's moved away. He graduated in 2015. So we just missed our overlapping year that we would have had together.
Right.
He's currently living in Victoria. My mom lives in White Rock, and I still live with my pops at the homestead here. We're still very connected. You know, luckily with technology these days, it's pretty easy to stay connected and feel like you're still all together.
Yeah.
There's lots of visits. There's talks of my brother moving back to Smithers, so it's still very connected. And as hard as it is to have life kind of throw those curveballs or your sibling moves away, you still find a way and life goes on. I wouldn't have it any other way. Work, kind of, it's work.
Yeah. You know? Did I get it right in the intro that you work in order to support your passion in music?
Yeah. Big time.
Okay.
Yeah. It basically goes towards rent, food, and travel cost.
Yeah.
And a lot of that goes to cymbals and hardware and anything I can do to kind of bump up production when we're playing in a way. And yeah, it all goes to music.
In order to support that music, that not only takes time when you're out with the band, but how much time do you find yourself spending even thinking about your work as a musician, in addition to the practice, in addition to, what's something that I can add to my repertoire?
Yeah, it's pretty constant. Even if I'm not thinking about those things, I've got music playing in my head. Any song I was listening to that day, songs I've heard a year ago, it's always in there. And I'm constantly thinking about the shows coming up, the travel we get to do, sometimes the stressful stuff of, I gotta book this, I gotta talk to this person. I wouldn't say that it affects me in with ill intent. You know, it's it's very positive, but it's in a good way all consuming.
Yeah. Okay. The intensity is actually something that gives you life.
Yeah.
And lets you fulfill that passion.
Totally. Yeah. The thought of being back on a stage makes me feel alive almost just as much as actually being on a stage.
Oh, just the thinking about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's nothing like that spot on stage?
No. No. When you're practicing at home alone or with your band, you can close your eyes and get a sense of what that would feel like, and you start to shiver a little bit and get very excited. But the person that I become when I'm on stage, who I firmly believe is me.
That's the real you.
It's the real me.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's beautiful. I don't think I'd be, you know, as happy as I am right now if I didn't have that. I'd have a very different life, for sure.
Well, I'll look forward to hearing more about Infirmary, but let's get to your third song. Which one is that?
This is Stop This Train by John Mayer. This has some pretty big emotional connection to, I would say, a darker place of time in life. You know, going into high school is stressful for any kid. It's a lot to take on. Like I said, my brother had moved away, and he was my rock, like my everything, pretty much. And it was kind of facing life on my own, for the first time. And, you know, I felt a little lost, and I just, like the song says, I want to stop this train. You know, I don't want to leave all those good things behind. And as much as the song was emotional and the amount of times I cried to it, I couldn't count, but it also gave me a semblance of hope that something good comes on that train ride.
Black and white. Try to keep an open mind, but I just can't sleep on this tonight. Stop this train. I wanna get off and go home again. I can't take the speed it's moving in. I know I can't, but honestly, won't someone stop this train? See my parents go. One generation's length away from fighting life out on my own. Stop this train. I wanna get off and go home again. I can't take the speed it's moving in. I know I can, but honestly, won't someone stop this train? Just begun. Had a talk with my old man. Said, help me understand. He said, turn 68. You renegotiate. Don't stop this train. Don't for a minute change the place you're in.
Train by John Mayer, who's from Connecticut. For John Mayer, after watching Michael J. Fox's guitar performance as Marty McFly in Back to the Future, Mayer says he became fascinated with the instrument. So when he turned 13 years old and his father rented a guitar for him, well, it just took him places, and the rest, as they say, is history. Thank you, Jason, for that third selection of yours. This brings us to a time for a shout out to one of our sponsors. This week we highlight Babine Animal Hospital. They're on Railway Avenue at 4124. They do such a great job taking care of so many people's precious ones. And Jason, you testify yourself that they were there for you and your family at times of great need. So we thank you, Babine Animal Hospital, for what you do for all of us here in the Valley. But also thank you from CICK Radio and our community. Thank you for the support you give us so that we can do stuff like this. It means that we can do what we do to bless the community in their times of need for music, for joy, for culture, whatever it is. Many thanks. Well, Jason, tell us a little bit more now about your work as a member of the infirmary, mm-hmm. as the drummer. How did you get into that band? When did it start?
It was pretty spontaneous. It was kind of like my first drum lesson. We had one meetup back in 2021, maybe early 2022. And I was pretty busy at the time. I think I was in a total of 4 bands concurrently, which wasn't the highest at the time. And Brandon McKinnon had posted on their infirmary band page that they were looking for a drummer. And the first time, like I say, it just too much was going on. It didn't really work out. But they had the same post again in November of 2022, either November or October. And I was like, you know, I'm down to 2 bands and I'm willing to take on another. And I've always wanted to be in a kind of hardcore, funky, thrash mania band. And they fit that pocket perfectly. So I joined them and I realized very quickly what I had gotten myself into of how much different this was from what I usually play, which was Latin jazz, some folk music, a lot of cover bands. And yeah, this was a new kind of chapter, and it was a lot of work to relearn technique. And yeah, but I love my position in that band, and they love having me, and I feel so appreciated by them. But yeah, my role is to bring that energy, and like we were talking before, kind of be that supporting person. You're supporting in that role. Technically, drums are a part of the rhythm section, and that's your concrete, that's your baseline, and it feels really good to be in that supporting role to boost your performance and make yourself sound better.
And speaking of performances, you guys go places.
We do, yes. We've done tours. We'll travel for a day to go play one show and then come back. Whether we make money or not, it's all about the exposure at this point. And you kind of got to be ready to take that loss. But I think all of us are more than willing with the shared passion that we have.
Yeah. What was your most recent gig? It was just this past weekend, I believe.
Yeah, we just played up at Shames Mountain and Terrace. Shout out to them. They were great hosts. The crowd was insane. I couldn't count the number of crowd surfers we had in that little lodge.
Oh, wow.
It was crazy. Yeah. So, yeah, and I had never been up there. And that's kind of part of this beautiful journey I get to go on is, you know, have you ever been up to Shames Mountain?
I have not, no.
The scenery is amazing. Spot. Yeah, like, it looks like you're just driving down a logging road for 15 minutes, and then all of a sudden you start climbing really steep, and you're taken into this otherworldly valley that just looks like you traveled 14 hours to get there. And those are my favorite spots to be, is where you're only 20 minutes out of town, and you look like you're in a different country. And we're doing that through music. You know, the whole experience is so special to me. And I think we've said this a plethora of times to each other amongst the band, but we have it good. We get to live a pretty special life. Yeah.
Oh, that's great to hear. It's working well for you guys. Have you put some recordings together as well?
We have. So we have one kind of in the works right now. It's we don't have a release date, but the mastering is being done, so keep an eye out for that on the Infirmary on Spotify or any streaming platform. We do have a demo that I was not personally on. This was 2019, I think, for the Infirmary. They had posted that. We did a recording session with Elijah Quinn here in Smithers, and we recorded our single Jupiter and 4 other songs, so it's awesome. It's very special to hear your own stuff out on the internet for the first time. So,
well, I'm looking forward to seeing what happens with that release and with the exposure that you folks get as a group. How many are in the group?
There's 4 of us now.
Okay.
There's Sandy Morrison, Brennan McKinnon, Maximus Perestrello, and myself.
Proud that you're from our little valley here, and we'll see where you folks go and the places that you take us along the way.
Yeah.
Tell us now about your 4th selection.
Yeah, so this kind of follows that theme that Stop This Train kind of had of Hayley Williams had lost a friend to suicide. And this was, when was this album released? I want to say 2007. She was very young. Just the inability to reach to someone when they're in that stage. And I, you know, I've dealt with depression a lot of my life. Mm. But I had the right resources and the right people to help me out through that. And this song was just very close to me. You know, sometimes I was on both perspectives of the feeling like there's no hope, but also trying to support someone who felt like they had no hope. And mm-hmm. once again, this song was just a very core memory from those times.
When It Rains by Paramore. Tennessee. At age 13, vocalist Haley Williams moved from her hometown in Mississippi to Tennessee, and she said of her fellow high school bandmates, "They were the first people I met who were as passionate about music as I was." And boy, we can hear the passion in that band's work. Jason, that was your fourth selection. You're a big fan of theirs.
I do, and there's a lot more to come.
Okay. Well, we've talked about music, we've talked about work and family life. Maybe this is a redundant question, but what do you like to do for a good time?
I'm a pretty simple guy, you know. I like socializing with friends, go for a pint. I love video games. I'm a big video gamer. Mm. I won't throw music in there completely, just so we're not too redundant, but music
obviously
definitely.
Music is a big part of your good time.
Yeah, that's yeah. one that doesn't need to be said or expanded on. Yeah, I'm a pretty quiet guy. Mm. I like relaxing. I like doing yard work. I'm like a 40-year-old in a 22-year-old's body, if you want to call it that.
Yeah, well, it sounds like when you're not working hard at your music and traveling, you don't mind laying low.
Yeah.
And as you say, keeping it pretty simple. Mm-hmm. What's on the video game playlist for you?
Ooh, that is a good question. We play a lot of kind of first-person shooter kind of games, a lot of strategy kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I've started playing a little bit of chess more often.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, online chess with some buddies. I'm pretty expansive and open to just explore and find new games. And sometimes it's just talking with the guys online, you know. Mm. It was huge through COVID, for sure, to have already had that outlet to meet with the guys. And
it kept you social.
Yeah.
Yeah, at a time when we were told not to be so social.
Exactly.
And so video gaming for you isn't so much of a solitary thing then?
Not really. No, I had a lot of fun kind of making it a personal challenge to, you know, they're not necessarily easy, and I think it's kind of overlooked a lot that, you know, video games are a waste of time. I hear that a lot. And, you know, it's not. Mm. You get social time with your friends. You're building motor skills big time, your hand-eye coordination, which is super important to me with drumming. It's
for sure, yeah. It's almost like work training.
Yeah, it always connects
keeping in shape.
Yeah. And yeah, it provided, I wouldn't say accountability, but the drive to get better at something, which I think is a valuable thing to practice in any form, you know? Yeah. And yeah, it's been a bit of a lifesaver, you know, having to, I was not always the most social kid, to put it lightly. And yeah, video games were a bit of a solace, a little bit of a happy place that I could go to and escape reality for a while, just like sitting on a drum kit.
You could be safe in that context and safe with others who shared the passion.
Yeah.
That's where video gaming, when I was young, video gaming was very solitary for the most part, unless you had two controllers and two people in the same room at the same time. But now you can be gaming with your buddies no matter where they are in the world.
Yeah.
And that is a real, let's call it a game changer. Then let's get to another Paramore song, because you've got them for a second time on this playlist.
You betcha.
What's your fifth selection?
So this is Crave by Paramore.
Why this one?
This was it was a more recent pickup. The album, there it is. It came out in February 2023. It's very based around, I mean, in my mind, I could be getting it completely wrong for meaning, but the way I perceive it is just wishing you could go back to the golden days of either childhood or specific memories, and the fear of not living in the present to make what you wish you could go back to happen in the moment that you're in right now. And I've always had a hard time living in the present and really soaking everything up that I can. And this song kind of really accurately described that for me, and, you know, gave me a bit of relief that I'm not the only one feeling that.
The way it feels.
Live by Paramore from their studio album This Is Why, which was released in February 2023. The band members identified themselves as Christian in the past. In a 2022 interview, Hayley Williams described herself and Taylor York and Zach Farrow as being, quote, at different stages of unraveling their relationship to faith. Jason, that was your fifth selection, a second one from the band Paramore, a very interesting group. Obviously a lot of passion and thinking in their lyrics. And that brings me to the question, Jason, what are you passionate about? What would you maybe like to see changed in this world or in this valley that is essential?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'll admit it, I live in a bit of a blissful ignorance when it comes to mainstream issues kind of things. I would like to see a bit more community in a place that I would consider has a pretty strong community.
Okay.
But there's, I wouldn't call them outsiders, but there's those, there's kind of strays that maybe feel like they don't have a part of a community or they are reluctant to be a part of it.
Okay.
And yeah, it can be tough to connect with everybody over that. And there's just a lot of hate and anger and confusion these days. And it's hard to find that sense of, I guess, community and coming together nowadays. It's a lot more sparse than it used to be.
I like the choice of that word stray, because it suggests that the responsibility isn't on the one that may be at a distance, but that a community has a responsibility for everybody that's in that community.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my follow-up questions that I'm wondering now was, you know, you're saying that you're not really into mainstream issues. Is that by choice? And I'm wondering if that's intentional so that you can focus on maybe things that matter more than just the presenting issues, that you can focus more on people?
Big time. Yeah. I don't watch the news. I don't really keep up on politics. It's my job and my right to vote and do what I can to put my word out there. But, John Mayer said it best in Waiting on the World to Change. It's hard to beat the system when you're standing at a distance kind of thing, you know, and when they own the information, they can mend it all they want. I wouldn't say I firmly believe in this, but I think to myself a lot, you know, I am only one person at the end of the day. And as a people, we can rise up and make our voice heard, which I will do. But in the meantime, I'd rather live the best life I can live. You know, I believe we have an impact as a community and, like I say, as a population. But I find I enjoy life a lot more when I'm not worried about the big things constantly. Mm-hmm. And it is very consuming for a lot of people. You know, I hear people talk about the news and that's all they can talk about.
Mm.
Or politics. And it's a very sometimes ugly scene that makes me feel not so good. And it scares me a lot, so I don't turn a blind eye to it, but I definitely keep a safe distance from it. No, I wouldn't want to mistakenly or accidentally contribute to something that I don't believe in necessarily, or have it come off the wrong way. You know, I care about a lot of the current topics, and you know, war is very real. Pollution of the earth is very real, and I care about these things, and I try my best to do my part in every little way we can. You know, I recycle. We have a compost bin happening at our house now, and it's those little things. I'm not one to jump into a political role as a profession by any means. You know, other people can take that role for me. I was, you know, put here on this earth for a different purpose, but I would hate for it to be miscommune that I don't care.
I know? See.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to your sixth song. Which one is that?
This is Flight by Jeremy Ledbetter Trio. I wouldn't be surprised if people haven't heard of it. So recently, I believe this was November we had the absolute pleasure of having this trio come to Smithers, and they played in the Della Herman Theater.
Right.
I don't think a lot of people in Smithers understood the severity of this performance. The drummer that accompanied them was none other than Larnell Lewis, and he is one of the top drummers in the entire world, and recognized worldwide as that. Mm-hmm. He plays for Snarky Puppy. He has his own music. He's a 3-time Grammy winner. His resume is large, and he's one of the reasons I started drumming. My brother introduced me to Snarky Puppy at a pretty young age. Yeah, I think We Like It Here, which was the... He learned that record on a 6-hour flight, believe it or not, and then played perfectly in a live recording setting. I was awestruck, you know. You never know what Larnell is going to pull out of his bag of tricks when he's playing. And it was the most surreal experience to see someone you would see in, say, Madison Square Garden with thousands of other people. I got to see him in a room with 100. And I was maybe 15 feet away. Like, it was life-changing for me. And this was one of the songs that stuck out to me.
By the Jeremy Ledbetter Trio. Jeremy Ledbetter, his love for music was sparked at an early age, age 3. Quote, "I saw the film Fantasia with my family at 3 years old and it blew me away. Orchestral classical music was my first musical experience, so I grew up studying it, falling in love with Beethoven, Mozart, Rachmaninoff, and Chopin." That was your sixth selection. This brings me to a few rudimentary or maybe quicker questions for you here. Jason, what would you miss most if you moved away from this valley?
Once again, I would say the music scene, kind of that community, and our property, our home up on the hill. It's a very special place and has so many memories attached to it. It would be hard to move away from that.
Well, we're going to be sending you away to a time of isolation at a cabin, but we want to give you a little flavor of the valley that works for you. So which mountain range do you want to have a view of from your cabin?
I was thinking about this a lot when you asked, and it was between Hudson Bay Mountain and Seven Sisters.
Yeah.
We recently drove to Terrace to go play at Shames, and driving past Seven Sisters is quite a wonder. It is so beautiful. So let's stick with Seven Sisters
Seven
for that
Sisters
one.
Seven Sisters range. Yeah. It is. All right. Now, this small device that we send with you to the cabin that has these songs, there is enough room for a download. So what do you want to take with you? A show, a book, a movie, a game?
I would take a book, and it would be Unbroken, based on a true story of Louis Zamperini. He was a World War II, crashed into the ocean during a fight. They survived out there for 74 days. They were picked up by a Japanese warship, taken to a POW camp, and his story of determination and survival, to actually have that happen to you, was insane to me.
All right, we'll make sure that the book Unbroken is downloaded to your device. Well, this brings us to your last song. Which one is this one?
This is The News by Paramore. It just made sense for the time we're living in right now. Haley talks a lot about feeling useless behind her screen, her computer, and you know, I like I was talking earlier, it really related to me of feeling distant from any ability to make a change. And that's kind of where that blissful ignorance came from, of just turn off the news, turn it off. There's nothing I will gain from seeing that.
War, a war, a war on the far side, on the other side of the planet. And I've got war, a war, a war right behind my eyes, right behind them, just like a headache. So I turn on the news.
Blues by Paramore, released in 2022. Thank you, Jason, for that last song and for your entire playlist.
Absolutely.
Before we send you away, we always provide a luxury item for people that we put in isolation for a season. What do we make sure is going to be there with you?
I don't think it would feel right to say anything other than a drum kit.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Your drum kit will be there with you.
Lovely.
Jason, thank you so much for joining us here on Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist.
Thank you so much for having me.
Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist is produced by me, Kenneth Vanderhorst, with the help of the good folks here at CICK Radio. The theme song is Summer Side of Life by legendary Canadian singer-songwriter Gordon Lightfoot. Thanks, listeners, for being with us, and don't forget to enjoy the beautiful scenery and amazing people you see all around you here in the Bulkley Valley.